If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good evening, everybody. I hope all of you guys are doing incredible. I am actually heading out of the office right now, so it is going to be one of those vlogs, podcasts that happen in the car. So get ready for the sound of tires. Very annoying. I'm sorry for that. But I have more things to do tonight, so I apologize. I got to keep on moving. Quick topics that I want to touch on. Well, number one, if you want to know what's going on in my entrepreneurial life, figured out the structure for our entrepreneurship program that we're creating, worked on a marketing strategy for some marketing interns that we're bringing on, and really excited to meet with our couple of our new web developers tomorrow. So that's the boring stuff, or exciting stuff, whatever one you think. But two things I want to touch on today. Number one, I have been harping on social media, or just really content in general. So here's the thing that's really, really important. Social media, as much as you might be ignoring it, is key for any business, any startup, any personal brand, anything you're working on. Social media is key. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because many people aren't aware of the fact that 3.196 billion people are currently on social. Think of how nuts that is if you're a company. You could reach 3.196 billion people on your phone or on your computer if you just create content that they will enjoy and consume. I think that's first of all, that's mind-blowing. That's a huge opportunity. Number two, currently there are 5.1 billion people that have cellular devices. So that's 2 billion people that currently aren't using social media, which is mind-blowing. So in the next couple of years, we can expect to be able to reach 2 billion more people around the world. And there's no better opportunity for startups or people that want to create personal brands. And to get any even deeper for all of you people in America, sorry, that's the target demographic for me right now. But right now in America, the average American is consuming 2 hours of social media a day. So as sad as that might be, maybe, however you want to preface that, it's also a great opportunity. So if people in America on average are consuming 2 hours of social media a day, it doesn't make any sense for you not to be developing free content that these individuals can consume on a regular basis to interact and grow with you. If you're a company, you are missing out on an insane opportunity. There's no cheaper way to reach individuals. And if you don't think social media is still growing, I looked it up today and maybe my facts are wrong, but it said currently at this very moment, 11 people are jumping on social media per second every day, which means about 1 million people are joining social media every day. So think of the crazy opportunity you have to not only create free content, but also do marketing through social media. Think of how cheap it is to reach out to people through Instagram ads, whatever else. I don't want to get into the specifics of that, but I think what's really important for a lot of you guys out there, if you want to actually share with the world the valuable lessons that you have learned on a daily basis, or the stuff you've learned at work, school, whatever else it might be, take the time to start making decent content and share it with the people that genuinely care. I currently am really starting to get focused on this whole social media thing. And if you notice, I'm not getting a ton of views on my videos. I might be getting 200 listens on my podcast a week. It's not great on my personal podcast. It's not great having 200 or 300 people look at my videos a day. But the thing is, those are 200 or 300 people that I didn't touch yesterday, or I didn't interact with the day before. And this is my route or my avenue in which I can try to grow my personal brand and grow my companies. So that's the number one thing I wanted to focus on so far tonight is social media. If you're not doing it, do it, even if you think it's dumb, because I thought it was dumb for a lot of years and now I kind of regret that. So second thing I wanted to go into, it is New Year's and people are all making New Year's resolutions. And I believe a lot of people fail to create resolutions in a way that could be most effective for them. So all of you guys, I'm no expert in creating resolutions or accomplishing goals, but Gary Keller, if you've ever heard of him, he created the book, The One Thing. And I highly recommend anyone that's interested in being more effective and more productive, read that book. So The One Thing kind of teaches you how to create goals differently. So I'm going to share how I create my own personal goals. And I'd have to say they've kind of worked out at the moment. For context, anyone out there, it's not a big deal at all, but I am 25. I've created a couple companies. I've sold a couple companies. I've raised about $4 million for other companies. And it's been quite a journey. But I can only attribute that to creating someday goals. So what I mean by that is I think each of us have to think really big and create these someday goals that involve accomplishing something so ridiculous that you can always kind of work on accomplishing that goal your whole life. And then off of that someday goal, you're going to create a five-year goal. Now, that's mind-blowing. That's a huge goal, but you're going to create a five-year goal that leads to your someday goal. And this is going to get repetitive, but you're going to keep breaking it down. So then off of that five-year goal, you're going to create a yearly goal, then a monthly goal, then a weekly goal, then a daily goal. And from that daily goal, you're going to create one thing that you can focus on right now in this moment to accomplish your someday goal. And what it does when you actually break it down like that, number one, you want to write all of that down, because when you write it down, it allows you to visualize the process. And it's actually been shown in a study that was created in 2008 that people are 40% more likely to accomplish their goals if they have them written down, which is crazy to think. 40% of people accomplish their goals if they write it down. On top of that, when you write it down and you create the step-by-step process to accomplishing your someday goal, it forces you to visualize how you really accomplish that goal. Now, I can say me personally, as an entrepreneur, I am very optimistic. So insanely optimistic. So I always have to think, gosh, I'm going to create a $1 billion company, blah, 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 blah. And that's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Because for entrepreneurs or people that are starting companies or people that want to work their way up the corporate ladder very quickly, you have to be very optimistic because you have to be bold. But it's also important that we visualize things when we're optimistic, because it forces us to figure out if our step-by-step process is something that will allow us or is leading us in a direction that allows us to accomplish our someday goal. I know that was a lot of rambling, and I hope it made some sense. But I really hope anyone that listens to this today figures out what they actually want in the extended future. And think big. Think unrealistically big, and then break that down into the goal that you can accomplish today to get you to that point. So that's three things. I did the quick wrap up where we're at with our company. All of you should be focused on social media because I think it's so darn important. And then lastly, figure out your someday goal and apply it to 2019. Apply it right now. And then from there, have a lovely life, have a lovely day, have a lovely night whenever you're listening to this. And we'll talk real soon. Bye, guys.